is Senator Al Simpson. Will America actually blow the first real opportunity it's had in decades to forever remove the Soviet threat? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, at the end of World War I, the international community buried its head in the sand and failed to help the conquered nations to rebuild. That tragic mistake gave birth to World War II. Just like then, Democrats in Congress are celebrating the end of the Cold War by crassly ignoring the need to rebuild the Soviet Union. You in particular, Ted, prefer to play partisan politics, chirping all day that the president cares more about foreign policy than the folks at home. Hogwash. Ted, take your tired political games off somewhere else. We have a real chance to end the Soviet threat forever, but your partisan bickering threatens all cooperation and aid. And if you don't cool it, you will be creating the chaos in the Kremlin that could allow a new and brutal dictator to come to power in that vast land.
Al, no one's for shutting off needed aid to the Soviet Union. The United States has a proven record of humanitarian aid to people in need, and the Russians are no exception. They deserve U.S. assistance to stave off disaster in the winter months ahead. It's in our own long-run interest, too. You're right, Al. We did the wrong thing after World War I, and dictators like Hitler emerged from the ruins. But you might have mentioned that we learned that lesson. After World War II, we rebuilt Germany and Japan. We made them strong allies and strong democracies as well. Besides, Al, with all the nuclear warheads in that country, no one wants to see chaos or a Yugoslavia-type civil war in the Soviet Union. George Bush deserves the knocks he's been getting. We need a sound foreign policy, Al, but we also need a policy for the home front, and George Bush doesn't have one. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on El Salvador and human rights. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.